Welcome to the My City Youth Leadership Essentials. These podcasts are designed to explain the foundational principles of leadership in My City Youth.
Hey, My City Youth, David Chittick here, ready to talk to you again about our leadership essentials. We know this, that leaders are not born, leaders are developed. And so today what we want to do is we want to talk to you about one of the key components to being a leader at My City Youth, and that is this word right here. The word is teachable. We know that if you want to be a leader at My City Youth, we have to be people who are teachable. People who are teachable. What we believe is this: My City leaders always have a desire to learn from leaders. We have a desire to learn from others. And we have a desire to learn from our mistakes. One more time. We have a desire to learn from leaders. We have a desire to learn from others. And we have a desire to learn from our mistakes. That's what being teachable in My City Youth means. So the first one is this: to be teachable means we have a desire to learn from our leaders. We have this phrase, and this is how the phrase goes. The phrase goes, teach me how to live. Teach me how to live. So when we are in My City Youth, we go to our leaders and we want to be the people that maybe verbally we say it, but more than that, the lifestyle we live says, teach me how to live. I want to know. I want to know what I'm not doing right. I want to know how I can grow as a leader. I want to know how I can do better. I want to know how I can change the world. I want to know how I can improve. I want to know how I can lead people better. I want to know how I can serve better. I want to know how I can be faithful better. I want to know how I can be available better, how I can be teachable better. It's not so much in what you say, it's about how you act. Do you have a persona that's around you that says, I'm approachable. I'm approachable. My leaders can talk to me. My leaders can correct me. My leaders know that I have a desire to learn. So sometimes it's in not what you say, but then sometimes it is in what you say. When you're with your leaders, do you ask them questions? Do you ask them questions? Do you say, what about this? How can I lead better here? How can I influence better here? What do I do in this situation? What do I do in this scenario? What would you do when this person says this about you? What would you do when this person is making it difficult to lead them? Or maybe right now you're listening and you're not a leader yet, you're just on a team. Well, do you go to your leader and you ask them, your team leader, hey, what else do you need? What else can I do? How can I be a better team leader? Or even something like this, man, I want to be a team leader. What does that look like? How can I be a team leader? How can I do what you're doing? Do we have that attitude from our leaders? Are we approachable by our leaders for instruction? If our leaders have to instruct us or correct us, am I approachable or am I defensive? Being teachable does not mean we can be defensive. Anytime we are defensive towards ourselves, to what we said, to what other people have said about this, as soon as we're defensive, we are no longer teachable. But our natural and human reaction is to be defensive, to be people that say, hey, that's not me, or it was somebody else's fault, or somebody else's issue, or somebody else's problem. And we immediately put blame on somebody else. And the truth is, maybe it wasn't your fault. Maybe you didn't do it. Maybe it wasn't your problem. But as soon as we are defensive, we are no longer teachable. We shut off instruction from our life. So when you are being talked to by your leaders, are you approachable? When they're talking to you about something and maybe it wasn't even you, do you have that, yep, I get it, I understand, I will work on that? Or do you automatically say, well, I didn't mean it that way, or you heard me wrong, or that wasn't my intention? Anytime you say that, you have put the defensive mode up and we are no longer teachable from our leaders. We don't have to tell them what our intentions are. People can see long-term what your intentions are. We need to serve with a teachable attitude. In fact, the Bible even says this, that a wise man can learn from a fool. A wise man can learn from a fool. Imagine that, a fool coming up to you to correct you, to instruct you. Most people would say, who are you? You're a fool. You got nothing good to say. I'm not going to let you speak into my life. I'm not going to let you say anything. But a wise man will listen and add. The Bible says a wise man listens and adds to his learning. When people speak, do you listen and do you add to your learning? Do you know there's a difference between hearing somebody and listening to somebody? Hearing is what you do with your ears. Listening is what you do with your heart. When you listen, it requires action. If you hear, but it doesn't change how you act, you are not being teachable. When you're teachable, it always changes how you act. When you're teachable means that we listen. We listen and we change something that there is. It might not be a big change. Sometimes it's just little tweaks of how we act and how we respond and the time that we show up and the attitude in which we serve. It's the little things that make all the difference. But when your leaders are talking to you, can they say, man, this person is teachable? If you were to be honest with yourself right now, can you do that survey and say, what would my leaders say? Would my leaders say, man, they're teachable, or they are sometimes defensive? And if the answer is they are sometimes defensive or always defensive, then let's work on being people who are teachable. People who come to our leaders and say, hey, teach me. How can I be a better leader? What is one weakness that I can work on? Now, that's practical. This is one weakness. One weakness I can work on and work on that for a month. And have your leader hold you accountable. And then do follow-ups with your leader. How am I doing in this area that you told me to work on? How am I doing in this scenario? And every time you do that, you grow and get more wise and become more teachable. We have a desire to learn, have a desire to grow, have a desire to learn from other people and our leaders. We have this phrase in our church. It says, goes like this, readers are leaders and leaders are readers. So when we read, we learn from an author who knows more about a scenario or a situation than we do. Anytime you read, you are creating yourself to be someone who's teachable, who wants to learn, who wants to eat something knowledgeable, who says, I need to grow, I need to learn, I want to be better at what I'm doing. If you want to be a leader that changes the world, we have to be leaders who read, leaders who get books, all kinds of books, and find books, resource books, books on leadership, books on learning, books on communication, books on purpose, whatever book that you're looking for, find a book to develop yourself, to develop yourself into being the person who God has called you to be. So the first area of being teachable is teachable from our leaders. Second area is teachable from others. This is one of the most difficult, because can you be teachable from somebody who is your peer? Or can you be teachable from somebody who you are leading? When somebody on your team brings a thought, an idea, or instruction, do you get defensive or can you learn? When your peer who hasn't done what you're doing, who isn't serving in the area that you're serving in, when they come with a thought, when they come with a plan or idea, can you be teachable? Can you put down pride and choose to say, you know what, I will listen. I will listen. Do we have humility when we listen to our peers, or do we have pride? Pride says, you don't know what you're talking about. Pride says, I know better. Pride says, I'm your leader. Pride says, I've been in this longer, or I'm older than you, or I have more money than you, or I have more experience than you. Pride says that. Pride says, you're just a youth. What Saul says to David, you're just a youth. You're just a youth. And he, a man of war from his youth. That's pride. Humility says, teach me. I will listen. What do you have to say? Humility says, yes. Humility says, send me that thing. Email me that plan. Email me that strategy. Humility in a scenario, in a team scenario environment, asks others what they think. Asks others their opinions. Asks others for wisdom. That's what humility does. Humility doesn't think they're always right. Humility says, will you help me come up with the best plan for where we are going? So to be a leader who is teachable, to be somebody who is teachable, means that we have to be somebody who learns from others. Third one and last one is this. To be teachable means we have to learn from mistakes. So the first one, we learn from our leaders. We learn from others, and we learn from our mistakes. We have two options with mistakes. We can lose from your mistakes, or we can learn from our mistakes. Our mistakes can be the greatest teachers in our life. Our failures can be the greatest instructors in our life. They can be the greatest bullies, the greatest enemies, or they can be our greatest friend and greatest allies. That's what I've discovered. In so many years of making mistakes, I've discovered that I only lose when I do not learn. I only lose when I do not learn from my mistake. My mistake of talking to this somebody the wrong way. My mistake of not appreciating this somebody when I should have appreciated them. My mistake of not telling anybody when I wasn't going to be there. My mistake of not being committed. My mistake. Anytime I don't learn from it, I lose from it. And I've discovered this, that failure is not final. Failure is not final. We understand this at My City Youth, that our mistakes are a weapon for us, not a weapon against us. That my mistakes are a weapon for us, not a weapon against us. Can we learn from our mistakes? When I mess up and when I screw up, can I go to my leader and say, I know I messed up. I know I didn't do what I should have done. Teach me how to learn from my mistakes. Don't let your mistakes put you under the ground. Don't let your mistakes ruin the call of God on your life. Let your mistakes be the greatest weapon you have to say, this is what I didn't do. I'm going to learn from it so that I can be the leader that God has called me to be. Your mistakes can be a weapon against you or a weapon for you. As a My City leader, let it be a weapon for you. I'm going to learn from this bad decision I made, from this bad attitude I had, from this wrong way of thinking or wrong way of doing it or not being faithful with what has been given to me. I'm going to learn from it. There's a lot of you on here right now. You're not being faithful with what is given you right now. That might be a mistake. You can learn from it. Learn from that mistake right now. Change the way you think. Change the way you act. Change the way you communicate. It might have been a mistake, but it doesn't have to be final. You can change it right now and say, I'm going to learn from it. And that's what I did. I did as a leader. I put other people, or I put the task above other people. And I made mistake after mistake after mistake. And I took a step back and I wrote down, okay, here's the things that I'm not leading people properly. And I worked on those mistakes. And those mistakes became a weapon that taught me how to be a better leader. Let your mistakes be a weapon that teach you how to be a better leader. So to recap, this Leadership Essential podcast, talking about being teachable. Talking about being teachable. A teachable leader is someone who learns from their leaders, somebody who says, teach me how to live. Somebody who reads. Somebody who has a desire to learn. Somebody who is approachable by their leaders for instruction. A teachable leader is somebody who learns from others. Somebody who does not operate from pride, but operates from humility. Somebody who includes others in their decisions. I include others in my decisions. And finally, a teachable leader is somebody who learns from their mistakes, who understands that I can lose from my mistakes or learn from my mistakes. I can let my mistake take me out, or I can let my mistake lift me up. Somebody who understands that my mistake can be a weapon against me or a weapon for me. Somebody who learns from the mistakes and things that I have done. That is what being a teachable leader means in My City Youth. Hey, so thanks so much for joining us. We know that in these teachings and in these podcasts, we're going to equip you and help you to be the leader who can change the world. We love you. See you next time.